Looking for a place to record or have a gig and need a place to rehearse? Straight Fuego Music Studios is available for recording and rehearsals. For further info, contact frnr711@gmail.com.
This episode is sponsored by Vodkila, the world's first vodka tequila blend. Dare to be different. Drink responsibly.
The Tony Central Podcast is sponsored by Beats from...
It's Mickey.
Yo, it's your boy Mickey Facts, and I'm tuned in to the Tony Central Podcast, especially when I'm driving, cooking, and just playing my 2K, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Juan, we need to get on to my park, man. Hit me up, man. We need to do this, you heard? I'll at your boy.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Lev T. You tuning in with the Tony Central Podcast, motherfucker.
What up? It's Gigi.
Hey, it's your girl, Scarlett Angelina from American Grit, and now you're tuned in to the Tony Central Podcast.
Yo, this is TY 201, Real Nigga Scream Jersey. You listening to the Tony Central Podcast. You heard? God!
I'm a bad motherfucker. Pee Wee Kirkland at the Rucker. Bel Air bottles in the bucket. Young Renzel. You only live once. K Slate. Bitches, gold flow in my veins, in my Yeezy Adidas, and I'm still running for fame. A lot of land that we cover, a lot of money to gain. Double M in this bitch, like Troy Ave, I'm a bang. Double bump my Carrera, ever step, that's an error. Go to war for dinero, you better get on my level. He lost his grip to the bank, while I'm swimming in dank. Lessons learned in life, nigga, you give and you take. She swallowed me on the first, still 100 a verse. Our boy shares in the heat, cause my last seats was the worst. Pat Riley a rap, all my niggas got rings. Or at least a Ferrari, they need police on the scene.
I gave my life, my heart and soul to you motherfuckers. How you gonna hate on me? These stones be with my bones, I swear.
With the twin, had the other one crying. Our time is divine. I recline, I ain't tired. I ain't tired of the grind. I'm just tired of you lying. Told my bitch I got your back. Tied my name on the spine. Got my hand on the ass. Your bitches on the gas. Got semis in the dance. I got a band full of ballers like a soccer dad. I just had to laugh. 150 in reverse, and I know not to crash. If I roll my own joints, then I'm not gon' pass it. I'm getting my paper, I need to get me more haters. I got this bling and this flavor, got this shit looking like Vegas.
Nigga, get it out the mud. Mouth platinum, think I'm going gold. Phone ringing, put them on hold. Grinding, trying to keep it in the road. Deal with shit that you'll never know. By the room, sticking to the cold. Face call, status in the game. Got a reputation with the name. Pass the lane, I just want the change. Rappers lane, they just want the fame. Excuse me, wait, meant to say a chain. Lord of range, that'll probably change. Run up on me when you think I'm slipping. Big shit gripper, I ain't timid. Fix bricks, break and reassemble. You'll think I'm talking recompressed. Big bitch, always giving mention. Feel a way to get it off your chest. These shock wise tell the time. These blocks over here is mine. Grab in the barrel ass nigga. Grab at you when you tryna climb.
I gave my life, my heart and soul to you motherfuckers. How you gonna hate on me? These stones be with my bones, I swear.
Fucking with
Oh, that's exactly who I'm looking at already. I'm like, oh, this nigga fast going to pop in the fucking... You're going to get naked in this bitch, you heard?
You.
You can start streaking on it. He's doing circles around. Ah!
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. New week, new episode. You're now tuning to the Tony Central Podcast.
Uh-huh.
It be your host, Famine.
Yeah.
With Mello.
Cloudy.
And we got our special guest in the building.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Kenji.
Sabi.
Yo.
What up?
What's good, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Thank you for being part of this episode.
Nah, thank you.
What's this episode what?
Season 2, episode 33.
Nice.
33.
We actually got Lefty in the building also.
Yeah.
What's crazy, Lefty, was like episode like 5 or 6, and we already on 33. It's crazy. We got, what's his name?
DJ Fast.
Fast.
We got Jose.
You got your plug.
Jose, yeah. Joselito in the building.
Yeah.
I got my photographer, Joaquin.
Yeah.
I got my big bro, Ellie.
Ellie in the building.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Feeling very central right now.
For those that are listening, and you could catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn,
yeah.
Stitcher, Audible, PodBay.
We out there. We out
YouTube.
There.
YouTube. Before we start this episode, I definitely wanted with everything that's going on with the, you know, in Puerto Rico. And DR, Cuba, Mexico, you know, we send prayers out there. Hopefully things go back on the way it's supposed to. The way it's looking, that it might take a long time. But I believe that if everybody get together and support, you know, things can happen in the right way. What country are you from?
I'm Puerto Rican, Peruvian, and Japanese.
Oh, so you are Japanese?
Yeah.
Because Mello was saying that, but I thought he was lying.
Yeah, nah. I am Japanese through my father's side.
I always think I'm lying. Through
my father's side. Through my father's side, I'm Japanese. Through the Peruvian side.
So Peruvian.
There's a lot of Japanese over there.
In Peru, yeah, right?
Yeah, a lot. When after the whole war, a lot of Japanese migrated. Nice. To Japan and obviously to a lot of other countries. Like I know there's Japanese people and Chinese in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So you got me. So I guess after all that, you feel me, they just spread out.
That's crazy. Have you ever been there?
Where? To Japan?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually going the 28th of next month.
October.
Nice. Yeah. First time. Wow. I mean, this is my dream trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were saying up for Halloween, right?
Halloween.
They celebrate that there?
That's kind of like one of the reasons why I want to go, because I heard it's mad trippy over there.
Isn't it like, I think it's from Mexico. It's the Lo Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah,
I think
that's Mexico. Like? Yeah, correct.
That shit looks deadly. That shit ain't your average Halloween.
All year is Dia de los Muertos over there, depending where you at. For real.
Where? For those that don't know who Kenji is, where does Kenji come from?
I was born and raised in Union City. Mm. Literally born. I was born in Hoboken Hospital. I was raised in Monastery Place. My mother raised me there. And I was back and forth. And then like in the 4th, 5th grade, I just moved to 26. And that's where I just resided the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah.
One thing that I always found bugged out, it's that since I know you, I used to always see you with the younger crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with my boys, nephews and stuff like that. Yeah. And I always found it, when I started seeing you, that you were doing music, I thought it was dope. But I never, like, when I used to see you chill with them, you would never mention music or nothing.
Nah.
It was always like a hangout.
Yeah.
And then when you did your music, it was like, you dolo.
So where
does the music come from?
I started it with like, from a couple homies, like you said, from the hood. And they kind of just brought me up. They just showed me, and I'm like a sponge. I just suck it up, and I just like, what can I do now? You got me.
Yeah.
But I've been probably rapping since since 2007.
Oh, so 2006.
Yeah, I've been rapping for a while now. But that's where it really started. It started in Central.
Where? One thing that is kind of bugged out also is being the fact that you say coming from Central and the music that came out from Central, your music is way different.
Yeah, yeah.
So facts. What inspired you to do that type of music compared to, like, you know, growing up Central doing the same?
Pretty much my everyday life.
Okay.
You get me? Like, I don't just rap about it. Like, I really live this, you feel me? Like, I came up. And if it's not me living it, I got people around me, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, I go through everyday trap, like, stuff, and you get me? And not only that, but then I used to live in Florida for, like, 2-3 years.
Okay.
So I feel like there a lot of influence came. And I always liked trap music. Yeah. One of my favorites is T.I. when, you feel me? When
he came out with trap
music, yeah. Okay. Feel me? So I came up with shit like that.
Mm.
And I don't know, I caught on to it better than the New York rap, so to say. Okay. You get me?
Because your sound is different.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not your regular sound that might come from, you know?
Definitely, yeah, nah. And I like that it's different. I don't want it to sound like anybody. I don't want to be like anybody. I just want to be like myself.
Mm. Yeah, but when you say the younger crowd, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You 28?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought you was a lot younger than
and
that.
And everybody says that, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
Yeah.
I guess it's the sound and shit. Do you feel there's a disconnect with the OGs that do music and the youth right now?
Of course there is. I mean, it's everywhere. I think it's that they don't know how to adapt.
Mm.
I think that's what the main problem is.
Yeah.
They don't know how, or they're just stuck in the bars. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I respect that too. I don't have none against that. Like
that's
what they like to do. The same way how I like to do trap,
they
like to do that type of music. You got me?
Yeah.
So it's not really like they don't have to be or try to mingle with the new crowd, because it's never gonna work.
Yeah.
You got me? Because if you ask anybody, I've been doing trap music since day one.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. I never switched up. Like, I could do different music if I want to, but that's my lane. I know that's my lane. I know that's what I do. You feel me? It's an everyday thing. It's a lifestyle. It's a mentality. It's just a way of living.
That's what I was just gonna ask you, because we had Cito a couple of episodes back, and he gave his, you know, definition of what trap music was.
Okay.
To you, from your standpoint, what's trap music?
Trap music?
Yeah.
Music that you could trap to.
trap
music to me, you feel me? Like, music you could trap to. Nah, but in all reality, trap music is just a different genre to hustlers. Like,
yeah, because there seems to be a confusion what trap music is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A lot of people don't really know, is trap music a sound? Is it a culture? Is it, you know what I mean? So I'm like, from your standpoint, when you approach doing trap music, where you taking it? Like, where you see it from?
Where I see it from?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what angle you see trap music?
I know what you mean, though. Like, people see trap differently, because some people call trap what the beat is.
Yes.
Yeah. You get me?
Yes.
And some you know people, what? A lot is most. That's where the problem comes
beat,
from.
But you get me? That's when I think about it, like, differently, because I actually, like, what I speak is real trap. Like,
yeah.
It's not no, like, you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
So what people, that's why people are like, oh, everything's trap music because of the beat.
Yeah.
But to me, trap music's T.I., like people that really were into trap.
Like Young
really
Jeezy.
In the band. Yeah,
so it comes down to lyrics mainly and substance when
I mean, not really, because I listen to all music. So, you feel me? So if they say it's, so to me, I agree with it in both stands, like whether it's the beat or whether it's the way the artist approaches the record, so to say.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's where the big problem comes to the older head and the younger
the beat,
problem.
Right?
Yeah, because right away they hear the beat and they say that's trap. You know what I mean? And what I liked about the episode we did with Cito is that he actually broke it down to the point that I was confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw it as anything that had an 808 was trap.
Yeah.
You know I mean?
Yeah, but no, but that's what I'm saying. That's what people portray it as.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, when T.I. came out, people didn't know what to call. I mean, no, he called it trap.
Yeah.
And that's what I follow. You got me? Jeezy, all that. That to me is what real trap is.
Yeah.
What real hustler trap is. Because if you want to break it down like that, that's the difference. It's hustlers and consumers.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? That's what it is.
Okay.
I hear his first album was called Trap Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Jeezy, Trap or Die. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Do you remember your first record that you went in the studio and laid down?
Oh, wow. That's... I could say I do, but I don't. I remember, like, the process. I don't remember the song, though, because I don't have it.
No, yeah.
I don't have the song. I don't remember the name of the song. I've done a lot of records in my life, so...
Now, you know, there's always a thing, right? When you're an artist, before you came out saying, yo, my name is going to be Kenji.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a name on the low before Kenji?
Nah.
Huh?
It was always Kenji. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't know, like, I always wanted it to keep it as real as I can be. You get me? Like, that's my name. That's my real name, bro.
What's your real name?
That's my real name.
But
yeah.
That's
my middle name.
Okay.
But that's my real name. And I always thought it was cool. I used to hate my name, Kenji.
Word.
As a kid. Because I was like, yo, bro, everybody got these normal names, and I'm the one with the weird name.
Yeah.
Like, my last name's Kusakabe. Like, you feel me?
That's hot,
like,
though.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That was my original name, Kenji Kusakabe.
Yeah.
But then I had managed it, like, yo, it's too long, cut it. And I was like, all right, so we just leave Kenji.
And that's Kenji comes from, like, your Japanese side?
Yeah. That's if I go to Japan, it's common. It's like a Jonathan.
Like Jose.
Yeah, it's like a Jonathan, Jose, mm-hmm. Yeah, all Kenji. Of that.
That's hot though.
Yeah.
Because he's Spanish at the end of the day, so like, you're gonna confuse everybody.
Facts.
Oh yeah.
100%.
Now your first project. For those that don't know, for the listeners that don't know, what's the name of that first project?
Oh, the first project I ever put out was Epidemic.
Epidemic?
Yeah.
And this was, wait, hold up, when?
This was a long time ago.
Okay.
When I was doing music with Who Else, I was in a group with Left, with Mooch, and that was my first project.
Is that part of the Kids Up North?
Yeah, at that time, yeah, it was.
Okay.
The first project I did was with Kids Up North.
Okay. But that's a dolo project, or that was a compilation?
It was a solo project, but I had a lot of artists on it.
Okay,
I had Left on it, I had Mooch on it, I had anybody in Kids Up North was on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the album that I got, one of the first albums that I downloaded was it had like a Halloween theme.
Oh, Hollow Sleeve.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I think that was after. I think that was right after.
Yeah.
I think that was a project right after. It's crazy. A lot of people like that project.
The cover caught my attention right away. But it was weird because I think there was some website that wasn't letting me download it.
You know, I think because I use a lot of instrumentals on it, so they probably started like flagging me, and you know how they start taking down records and stuff, yeah.
So you was doing the freestyle thing on those?
I mean, I don't really call it freestyle. I just remade them, yeah.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I did most of it by myself in my house.
But those are industry beats you use, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe there was like one or two that weren't. That they were original.
And the industry beats you used, they were trap too? Or they were just different?
Nah, they were all different.
They were different?
Yeah, but I mainly, either way, it probably was, because that's all I really like to stick to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then after that one,
mm-hmm.
You dropped what?
If I'm correct, I dropped I Am Supreme.
I Am Supreme.
That's the one in the chair.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
one. I got a good
memory,
man.
Yeah.
He does, because...
I don't smoke weed. That's
it. Yeah, right. Just keep it sober.
Then after that, you have the one with the DJ hosting it, right?
Oh, Orakami, yeah, with DJ Wala, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
See?
And now I got the Gospel track dropping October 13th.
This one, yeah.
This one you've been promoting for a while though, right?
Yeah.
Was there a delay to it or?
It's funny that it was a delay, but it was a good delay. I wanted to release it, and then my brother Jose was like, yo, let's try to get a distribution deal behind it. And I'm like, yo, for real, let's do it. And thank God to him, we got it through Priority Records.
Okay.
So the project is going to release through Priority Records.
Oh, shit.
October 13th.
October 13th.
I was supposed to release it, like, in August.
Yeah, because when you first released the cover.
I was going to, yeah. I was ready. Like, I was just ready. I'm like, let's go. This is one of the hottest projects I got out. It's gonna fucking, but you know, sometimes it's better to be patient and just wait and just, you know, build it correctly.
Yeah.
Cause like that, I realized I'm a very impatient person.
Yeah.
When I want to get something done, I want it done now. Like, let's go. But with this project, I really learned that it was better to wait and it was better to build it.
Yeah.
And just, you get me, give it a good grounding. You get me, just ground it correctly.
Mm-hmm. And that's so the thing is, you gotta understand, you're the artist. Correct. So like, people are not gonna see the hours in the studio. Yeah, you listening to the song a million times.
Yeah, correct.
So another person could always say, yeah, just wait another month, whatever. You're like, nah, man, I've been holding this.
Yeah,
for a long
exactly.
Time.
That's why, because I worked so hard at it. But then by me not doing it, it helped me build it more. And so now I got videos behind it.
Yeah.
You got me? I got
like, now all the last songs you released are from this project?
No. This whole project is brand new.
So everything is not gonna
be. All those records, that's just work.
I downloaded Boomin' though.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Yeah,
do you think that's crazy? And I can't wait for the album then. Yeah, exactly. For the project, you got me?
Now, on this project, because last project, you had who else producing?
Correct.
And now for this project, you have Cito.
Yeah.
A lot so Cito did the whole record?
Cito did the whole project, correct. He did the whole project, the whole gospel.
So songs like Dope, Closey?
Closey, yeah. Nah,
no records and none of them are going to be
in
there?
Nah. That's just, that was just work. Like, that's just me
building the resume.
I don't want to be falling off out here, you got me? And I'm glad that people like I'm glad you guys.
But what happens in a situation like, let's say you gain a new fan,
okay,
and they get attached to Boomin,
okay,
and then your project drops and it's nothing like Boomin, then like, damn. Because sometimes that happens.
Yeah, but nah. Everything's trapped, so it's like that.
Okay.
The whole tape is like that.
Okay.
The whole tape is from beginning to end is a problem.
That's crazy. And the crazy shit is that.
So we can make our own deluxe edition with all the other songs.
I know, right? Like, you put visuals out for these songs. You didn't have to. You could have just put the audio out.
Nah, but then that's me half-assing it.
So are you going to release an official single before it drops, or you just dropping the album?
I'm planning on to, but I think I'm going to just keep working with Boomin till the project comes out, mm-hmm, and then right there is when I'll release the single at the same time.
And now, is this single gonna be you solo or?
To be honest with you, there's like three records that that we don't know what to pick, because they're just that. And we go to the club, like me, Fast Life, we go to the club and we put them on, all three, just to hear like people's reactions to them.
Yeah.
Cause that's how I want to pick a single. I want people to really, really like it.
Okay.
You got me? Cause there's records you could throw out as a single, but only certain amount of people would like it.
Yeah.
You got me? And then you put out another record and another type of amount of people like it.
All right, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Cause you put out some, you put out some fire.
Nah, thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah.
So, out of all the singles that you've put out, what is your favorite, your personal favorite?
That I've put out already?
Yeah.
Right now, Boomin's my favorite.
Out of all the joints that you've put out?
That I've put out right now? Yeah, Boomin. Boomin is my favorite right now. That's why I went so hard with it, because Boomin was recorded after the project was done.
Yeah.
So you get me? And then to do all of that, because we had already done the paperwork and and there was things submitted already, so to like just add that one, it was like, all right. But at the same time, we're not just gonna release it and just be like, oh yeah, that's it, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much we gonna go hard with anything that we do.
Yeah,
you got me?
Yeah.
Anything I do, any record I put out, I'm gonna go hard with it.
Yeah,
you feel me?
So now that leads me to ask you about a certain record.
Okay.
You had a record with Fetty.
Okay.
And Fetty was hot at the time you got him. How did that come about?
Well, not really, because he did that record a long time ago.
But if Fetty was on fire.
Not when he really did the record. When he really released the record, Fetty was starting to come up like that. Because he did the record a long time ago.
Yeah,
I mean, Fetty had a name, because I knew he did a song with Fetty. I'm like, God damn.
I caught Fetty literally. You know what's funny?
It was like, shit, he got a song with Fetty. How the fuck that happened?
Fetty did the record on the same day that they released the Drake verse.
My Way?
Yeah, when Drake did the verse,
okay,
Fetty did it that same day. A lot was going on that day. That's crazy. Okay. That was the day he put on his extensions, all that.
Because I felt like, for some reason, I felt like you released the record and then you re-released it again.
I released it by itself. Okay. And then it was like a tactic, so to say, because I had managers at that time, and they were like, look, you got me, like, yo, this record's dope, put somebody on it, and then let's move it like that.
Because it's a remix.
Yeah, right? it is a remix, okay. Yeah.
But a remix of...
To the original one.
Which is your record.
Yeah, correct.
And the remix was just with him?
Yeah.
With a different beat, or everything's the same?
No, everything's the same.
It's just
I changed was my verse, if anything. Okay. Yeah.
And added him?
Yeah, and added him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember
when he was fire record. I was waiting for the video.
Yeah, but at that time, he was super hard to get in touch with. I was lucky to get in touch with him right there, because literally after that, nobody was touching him. Like, nobody could get to him. Only close people could get to him at that time.
And then after that...
And then, yeah.
You dropped some crazy shit.
What I dropped after that? I don't even remember.
I mean, all I knew was crazy. Right? And fucking... That was... You dropped the Orokami. That was on that...
That's when I dropped the Orokami. Correct, correct, correct. Actually, that was after, yeah.
He vouched for you like crazy on this podcast.
Yeah, nah. He's always been reaching out to me. Always. Supporter.
I would have wore my Hustle County shirt today.
Yeah.
But when I bought it, I was a large. Now I'm an extra large.
Nah, don't worry. So we take care of that.
It chills in the closet.
Just frame
every
it.
So often I look at it like, I'm going to get there. You know what I mean?
That's your motivation.
Yeah, Hustle County.
Nah, don't worry. We got to hook you up with new shit. With all the new shit we got coming out.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Fashion.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother avenue.
Yeah.
That you're part of, right?
Yeah, facts. Facts, 100%.
Now you own Supreme?
Nah. Oh. I probably wouldn't be rapping.
Listen,
I probably would have been on an island somewhere, just smacking.
Yeah, and I'm
watching
that's
every
a serious
week.
Question.
Watching every week, really, all my shit sell out.
That's a serious question.
That was a serious question. Niggas is laughing, but I'm serious.
He had a serious face.
Listen.
I didn't want to laugh because I didn't want to make you see.
I'm not into fashion.
Nah, facts.
I mean? I was never the type to spend crazy money on fashion. I'd rather spend it on technology.
Because
I've always been a producer, and I'd rather waste $1,000 on a piano than
I feel you.
But the way you put it out there is like you own it.
Nah, I mean...
I asked Melo one time, but I don't believe what he said. That's why I'm waiting for you to come to the show. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to ask him myself. Like,
I don't own Supreme. I fucking wish I did. Supreme's a brand that's been around since like 94.
Well, if they cut that check, we got percentage.
Facts. but Supreme's been around. Supreme's been around since 94. It was a skating brand. I got into it like probably when I Am Supreme dropped. Yeah. What kind of like, I'm not going to say that's what it was about, but the influence, like, I used to rock. I've been rocking Supreme for years because people can't be like, oh, you're just not. Everybody knows I've been rocking Supreme since 2004.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you put it out there like it was your brand.
Yeah, 100%. But it was just, I just like their clothes.
Okay. And then he flipped clothes. His own brand.
Yeah.
Which is your own brand?
Fleapack.
But Fleapack isn't really a clothing brand. Okay. I just want to put that out there. Fleapack is like a merchandise.
I treat it
that way, and I put my energy and I put like everything like it is a like it is a.
Well, I see the freaking sticker everywhere.
I'm like,
yo, that's from this one. Like, I didn't even know what it was. I just seen it, and then I see you put it up. I was like, nah, he probably owns Supreme or.
And you design most of everything that you.
Idea wise, yeah. But I got a graphic designer, Wavy.
Yeah,
Wavy's my graphic designer. Yeah, you going ham with the graphics.
Shout out to Wavy.
Yeah, shout out to Wavy. He ain't here because he working. Because you feel me?
Yeah.
But Wavy is definitely the one that brings all my ideas to life.
Yeah.
Because I can't. If I were to put my mind to it, I could do it, but. That's too much already. Yeah.
You gotta worry about the music.
I gotta worry about the music, yeah.
Yeah, so how does that, like, how do you juggle that?
It's the hardest thing in life, what I do. You do not want to be in my shoes. I wake up thinking about everything I need to do. You got me? Whether it's clothes, music.
But sometimes it's a good thing. Because I think the worst thing is waking up and not knowing what to do.
That's 100%.
Or not having nothing to do.
You're 100% right.
So sometimes... It's frustrating because, you know what I mean?
People don't know what they want to do.
That they don't, you know what I mean?
Facts. I mean, I'm happy where I am.
Yeah.
I'm happy with what I do. You got me? Like, it's just, it's a lot of work.
Now, the whole Hudson County?
That's Hustle County.
Hustle County.
Yeah, Hustle.
That's a clothing brand?
Nah, it's just something that, it's just like Flea Pack. It's just a branch off of Flea Pack. Mm. You get me? Like I said, since that's my mentality, that's all I do. So I was like, you got me Hudson County, Hustle County. I was just like, let me just put it together.
Yeah, because, you know, just my nigga and all of that. And there was a lot of activity lately online.
Yeah, behind. I was in the Yankees game and you wrote on the text.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, what's going on? Because I couldn't get an explanation. So I have the man here.
Yeah.
And I can ask him, do you want to give some kind of what's going on? Or
With what?
With what was going on all the activity on your page and the hashtag.
With the Hustle County, what was it?
Hustle County. Yeah, I forgot the...
Hustle County, you made it popping.
Yeah. What was that all about?
It was just, you know, somebody... I felt like somebody was trying to steal something from me. Uh-huh. And I don't like feeling like that.
Yeah.
Because I work, like I say, I wake up working.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like feeling like somebody's stealing my idea or trying to ride a wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying I have a wave. Like, I'm just doing what I need to do.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I felt some type of way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know off the rip, me and Joaquin were talking about it. Joaquin was like, yo, what the fuck is this?
So it came up, like, they hit you up about it. Like, yo, this
is
going
on. Yeah, I got hit up. I mean, eventually I would have seen it because we follow each other.
Okay.
So I definitely would have seen it.
Mm. Oh, so it wasn't no hiding or nothing.
I mean,
like that. It was
on their behalf, no, it wasn't hiding. Oh. There was a shirt that was hiding because I didn't follow the other individual.
Mm-hmm.
There was a zip code.
Oh, so there was more.
Yeah, there was a zip code T.
Oh,
that put the
shit.
Stamp on it.
Yeah.
I'm the one that started putting I'm not saying I started it, but I put it on my Hustle County shirt.
I got
the zip code, you feel me?
What, I go,
and I've been doing this for like a year, 2 years.
Oh, like different zip codes along the way?
Okay. Yep.
So that's what caught your attention because they did that?
Nah. First, it started with the shirt, with my cozy shirt. Have a cozy day. Mm-hmm. And in the back it says Hustle County.
Okay.
And it's the influence. Damn. The influence is from the bags, from the bodega bags, the thank you bags.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I got the influence from. I'm not saying that I was the first one to do it. I've seen other people do it, you got me? But I wasn't copying anybody. It just came up as an idea. And it, like I said, it's merch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I know this is going to be dope. You got me? That's, I actually designed that, you feel me? But that's easy shit.
You mean the name-wise, it comes from you, though?
Yeah, Hustle County, yeah.
The bag is on the, it's just an idea.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The name, it comes from
she
you.
She didn't copy the name, though. But she copied the same idea.
Oh, the style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying anybody copied it. Pardon me. I'm not saying anybody copied
it. It's okay, you can say
it.
But is this merch available?
Yeah, right now it's available, yeah.
Where can it be?
Fleapack.bigcartel.com.
Dope.
Yeah.
You sure that's a website? That shouldn't even sound like a website. It sound like you're going to get something else.
Sound like the packs are coming in, huh?
Yo, on that note, it's cloudy time?
Yeah, you can take a half.
Yeah, cloudy time.
We're going to take a halftime on DJ Kenny Maneuver on the mix, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with DJ Kenny Maneuver on the mix, exclusively on the Tony Central podcast.
I like selling dope. I like selling dope. Bro, what you selling? You look kind of broke.
Shout that Central Ave, Union City.
Almost
shout to Jersey.
Cause I like selling dope. I like selling dope. I like selling dope. I like selling dope. What you selling? You look kinda broke. I've been whipping her, almost caught a stroke. Cause I like selling dope, I like selling dope. 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 Bro, what you selling?
Bagging all this fucking work. Holy time, I love the work. And by the looks of it, I'm killing shit. I catch a body every verse. Selling dope is my profession. Ask me what I'm banging and this money's what I'm rapping. I don't mean to dance when I tell you I learned to step it. Barely ever drop, cause by the drought I'm not affected. Love selling dope, love selling dope.
I heard they love the ski, well, I provide the slow. It's 35 a key, I paid the Kobe though. Selling dope, I like selling dope. Bro, what you selling? You look kinda broke. I've been whipping hot, almost caught a stroke. Cause I like selling dope, I like selling dope. I like selling dope, I like selling dope. I like selling dope, I like selling dope. I like selling dope, I like selling dope.
What you know about it?
Tony Central Podcast.
What you know about it? Orange cars. What you know about it? Money. What you know about it? Trap house. What you know about it? You don't know about it. Cuban link. You don't know about it. Tiger mink. What you know about it? All this money. What you know about it? I don't need no receipts. I see it, I own it, I play for keeps. Don't tell me the price don't matter to me. What I spend in a day, you make in a week. They keep going up like a money tree. Shopping these deals like a money spree. Can't get you the gang, gotta charge a fee. Queen of Rack City, give me the key. I be like, send me the Addy. Hop out the Porsche with a baddie. Got a nice face and a fatty. Do what I said like I'm daddy. Been out here killing them. Yeah, this shit cost about a million. Told them made me about a billion. Yeah, we see who I should really on. Look, I don't got no curb, I got mileage. I'm always on the jet like a pilot.
You can't afford this life.
It's a diamond smooth, yeah, I'm throwing.
Throwing hundreds.
Money falling to the flow like it's snowing.
Pick it up, hoe.
Woo! What you know about it? Foreign cars. What you know about it? All this money. What you know about it? Trap house. What you know about it? You don't know about it. Cuban link. You don't know about it. Tiger mink. What you know about it? All this money. What you know about it?
Better protect your protect. This ain't a diss or a threat. I'm talking nothing but facts. If they ain't feeling me yet, tell them part of my back. I was on 165th on the west of the X, where them hustles and killers be at. Plus it was rats. Matter of fact, I won't even wanna get into that.
Better protect your protect. I hope you never forget. Yeah, I put my set on the jet. Yeah, I can accept nothing less. Yeah, niggas talking about death on the neck, but I don't be checking for threats. Yeah, homie told me that he slept on the steps, so he had the debt to connect. Yeah, I'm probably collecting a check, pouring a measure in tech. This is finesse at its best. I don't know what's on my schedule next. I'm focused on seeing my revenue stretch.
Yeah. You trying to save it like you got an S on your chest. Well, I got a check on my neck. I hit it one time and she called me. I never accept. I fucked her and left her depressed. President two on my wrist while arguing with a bitch. I don't want to listen to that. She just took me out the vip, the neck me in the whip. Well, I got a friend in the back, like, yeah.
I'm hearing rumors and gossip. They saying Q is a topic. But I just flew to the tropics. My shoes is exotic. My Cooper's robotic. I swear that these niggas is too out of pocket. And I can't help but address it. You see the legends respect it. So how can you peasants neglect it? I came out the gate and I said I'm the best in the X and I'm setting the record. It's just me and A. We messed with a check on protect, so we very protected.
Yeah, just me and Dom. I might need another 100 on my arm. Might need another 100 on my neck. Keep it 100 when you in the Bronx. Yeah. I think she feeling me now, but I cannot remember her name. Yeah. How you my enemy now before you sharing the plate?
When did this money get took for granted? Gave me a shot and I took advantage. Got off my feet and they couldn't stand it. Yeah, I got that dope and I hood a stand. Nigga, you think about pressing me. I hope you don't think I get shook and panic. They pulled me over, tried to question me. I was drunk at the light and I should've ran. Coming out ducking a felony, bagging the work was a specialty.
Yeah.
I really kill for the legacy, I'm not your average celebrity.
Yeah, little bitch. Don't let me get out of character. Breaking all of the barriers. We gon' pull up and embarrass you. Mask on, it gets scarier. Money no joke, but on my way to the bank, it be feeling hilarious. Steady it gone, if you got on a protect, he just make gon' snatch it up.
We getting that 50 back, but as soon as we go to Vegas, I keep an eye on the nosy neighbors. Got some new toys for the home invaders. Yeah. Bitch, yeah. Better protect. Yeah. Better protect.
BJ Kenny Mover.
Tony Central Podcast.
That's what it's all about. Tony Central Podcast. My brother Famine doing it up
each and every Wednesday
with the co-host Mello. Y'all do shower.
Just a starter. Pop two cups of purple. Just a warm up.
Two cups.
Drink. I heard you. She got that water.
Splash.
Drip.
Drip.
Splash.
Hey.
Slippery. Some Rory's, you can bet on me. Hey, tater tot. It's on my radar watch.
Watch him
crack a die, hunter, turn them to some gator shots. I stop watch, round, round, 10 o'clock. Ride, round, get the down, think it's 3 o'clock.
3,
4 o'clock,
4,
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I'm gon' pop. If I don't, I'm back to the pots. I got rocks.
out and play, let's have fun. Big scales, fish scale, big weight. Iceberg, ice tray. Ooh, plug call. Try the front, I don't need it. Pocket strong, wrist anemic. Strong, get freezing. Yawn, pay your debtors. Grandma, Auntie Epic, Auntie Nisa. Uncle Bo, Auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins. Auntie Eva, she got a pound, she might just serve us. Pop a perky, just a starter. Pop two cups of purple, just a warm up. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, splash. Slippery, excuse me, please me. I'm up, believe me. Get beat, cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
All set.
Slippery, she numbing me, that tongue on me. Honestly, she with me, a wife to be. In Italy, bought her fur, look like the wildebeest. Just chill with me, shit is no worry, it is a bill to me.
It ain't nothing.
I pull up Diablo, I pull up with models, I gave her first Philippe. We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries. I gave her some dollars, I Gucci the collar, now she can't get over me. She wanna dose with me, just hop in the ghost with me. Perky and Molly don't f*** with nobody, deep it's silent. Running your house with pumps in the shadows, your mama might be up inside it. Cars robotic, bad b- with a body, but really don't care nothing about it. Capping and popping, I seen a little muscle, I could have pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive. Pop a perky, just a starter. Pop two cups of purple, just a woman. Two cups of drink. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, drip, splash. Hey. Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me. I'm up, oh, believe me. Get beat, cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
Central Podcast.
I got it booming. I got it booming.
Whipping.
I got it booming. I got it booming.
Booming.
I got it booming.
Hey.
I got it booming.
Hey.
I got it booming.
Cooking.
I got it booming. Booming. I got it booming.
Hey.
I got it booming.
Whipping.
I got it booming. I got it booming.
Booming.
I got it booming.
Hey.
I got it booming.
Watch how I'm moving. Plug gave me 20. Told me to move it. Told him I had it. Trapping my habit. I got ammonia. Bitch, I'm asthmatic. All of this ice. Water like pipe. Yo, bitch, one pipe. Hit it like Ike. I got that candy. Beat it like Ike. Savage at Grandy. Tools come in handy. Yeah. Hey, you know I'm trapping. Work coming plastic. Throwing these singles. Not if it's plastic. Nah, I don't do plastic. Hey, cause I like paper. I don't do favors. I don't do caters. Unless it's cake. All that I caters. Yeah. Cause I'm dope, boy, fresh. All of my dope fresh. Feeding stress, sound stress. You the type to never dress. But nigga, I'll drop 50 like I need a vest. Ballin', you get thrown for free like Ron or Tess.
I got it booming.
Booming.
I got it booming.
Whipping and whipping.
I got it booming.
Woo.
I got it booming.
Booming.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Fuck niggas up, get the fuck out my face. Chopper reload, get the drum in my way. Get in my way. Let me get in my way. Fuck niggas up, get the fuck out my way. Fuck niggas up, get the fuck out my face. Drum in the cage. I'm not letting no nigga get in my way. Fun nigga talkie, get hit with the K. The chopper and loop, the drum and the K. Thought I went crazy, but back in my way. You could get hit up, just vibe what you say. Don't fuck with the 12, I got 12 in the gauge. Niggas getting hit up, bodies getting sick, but niggas don't feel in a couple of ways. Damn in it, blaze. Smoking on dope, haze. Buzz on the bitch, I need K. Got infrared beam on the stage. The cocoa, the granny cocaine. Feeling like a little way. Light a codeine, hit it from the front. Hit it,
hey.
Chillin' the trap for the winner. Pocket full of dead nigga. Nigga be talking that wiggle. I'ma keep stacking my jigger. Lot of killers in the way. Young nigga tryna get up. Pick up, four, get up. Pussy, four, get up.
twisting my weed, she rolling my Swiss. I got a mom in the kitchen, about to go in the bedroom with her sister. Had a man, had a nigga, nigga didn't know that nigga. Some niggas not the real niggas, got a bunch up for them niggas.
Shawty just stay in your lane and I'll stay on my own. I got all these different bitches all up in my phone. Was a savage, not to you, but shawty, now I ain't worse. Shawty, now I ain't worse.
Shawty,
now
I ain't worse.
Shawty, just stay in your lane and I'll stay on my own. I got all these different bitches all up in my phone. Was a savage, not to you, but shawty, now I ain't worse. Shawty, now I'm worse. Shawty, now I ain't worse. So deep. Yeah, I used to be broke, now a nigga on top. I treated you like a queen, and you showed me you was a dot. Now I'm in the drop, I'm smoking some dope, this shit got me high. Yeah, and I'm thinking about all the shit we could've did with us, dead, cause you ain't by my side. And it's crazy how all of these bitches, these whips and these drugs, they all took your spot. And I know that you sick, cause I'm lit, yeah, I'm rich, look at me, bitch, I'm PNB Rock. Yeah, I came a long way from a broke nigga. Yeah, I was fucked up, now I'm so rich. Now all I fuck is models and gold diggers. Got you running around saying I'm your old nigga. Damn. Shawty, just stay in your lane and I'll stay on my own. I got all these different bitches all up in my phone. Was a savage, not to you, but shawty, now I ain't worse. Shawty, now I ain't worse. Shawty, now I ain't worse. So deep. Shawty, just stay in your lane and I'll stay on my own. I got all these different bitches all up in my phone. Was a savage, not to you, but shawty, now I ain't worse. Shawty, now I'm worse.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
17, we ain't playing. Hey, 15 car garage. Hey, still ain't enough. Hey, bank account got the most. Hey, I saved bread from the start. Hey, show money for 15. Hey, now shit changed a lot. Hey, 6 houses, 20 cars. Hey, 700,000 on some jewelry, not annoying. Even lost. Hey, all of them push start. Hey, we stain like a fart. Hey, red dot got a mark. Hey, lay a flower in the car. Hey, fake tough, he ain't hard. Hey, I was way smarter than niggas. Hey, I got way farther than niggas. Hey, I ain't play cards with these niggas. Hey, I ain't chill out, I ain't take numbers, I ain't play a part of these niggas. Hey, it was RG up, either win or lose, but still sharking these niggas. Hey, bitch, you barking these niggas. Hey, I pull up parking these niggas. Hey, I was never friendly, it was never friendly. Say real, recognize real. Hey, I ain't selling for no deal. Hey, banked up a couple mil. Hey, me and 4K for real. Hey, pull up on your big wheel. Hey, big meal, hey, old days, big crib, hey, 90 all burning shoe, hey, that's $1 million building, hey, I kept fucking up my pack, hey, I ain't never reaching million, hey, 1200, that's the block, hey, Harlem World, that's the hood, hey, Bill Squad, party pack, hey, young, young, eating good, hey, try the door against me and I ain't stuck for real, hey, I guess you stuck up pure hell, hey, it was such a pure fair, hey, tell I farewell, hey, pure white, big scale, hey, beige color.
You are now rocking with DJ Kenny Maneuver on the mix, exclusively on the Tony Central Podcast.
I only fuck with my gang, 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 gang. I only ride with my gang, 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 gang. I only trust my gang, 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 gang. Get money with my gang, 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 gang. I only fuck with my gang, 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 gang. I only ride with my gang, 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 gang. I only trust my gang, 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 gang. Get money with my gang, 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 gang.
I only fuck with my gang, no. I ain't really cool with no rap niggas. And I ain't talking no Instagram. And I say, boy, I get at niggas. Whole life, wild shit. One gun case at the drug case. Never been on that foul shit like Stevie J. I ain't fuck fake. Fuck niggas in this industry. One verse away from being enemies. One drink from putting hands on them. I cross niggas like the letter T. Don't treat me like I was no rapper. Niggas know I ain't no actor. First is the money, then it's the power. Then watch all the bitches come after. Tell all these niggas we started a gang. We like NWA. And I still fuck the police. Chopping back of the ray. Niggas like y'all brought the block back. I got that rapper's watch back. We got the city on lock now. I know that these haters won't like that.
I only fuck with my gang, 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 gang. I only ride with my gang, 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 gang. I only trust my gang, 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 gang. Get money with my gang, 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 gang. I only fuck with my gang, 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 gang. I
trust my gang, 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 gang. Get money with my gang, 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 gang.
Bitch, I'm cozy. Hey, hey. Bitch, I'm cozy. Bitch, I'm okay, okay. Bitch, I'm cozy. Hey, bitch, I. Bitch, I'm cozy. Bitch, okay, bitch, okay. Bitch, I'm cozy.
DJ Kenny
Maneuver. Tony Central Podcast.
Bitch, I'm cozy. Hey, hey. Bitch, I'm cozy. Okay, okay. Bitch, I'm cozy. Bitch, I'm cozy. Beat it off the purple like I'm Kobe. All that envy you be doing ain't gon' hold me. Tryna act like you from Central. We ain't homies.
Nah, nah.
I got pre-strapped on my boxes, yeah, I'm cozy. Gucci flip-flops like I'm Future, I got codeine. I swear to ASAP, chasing these yams and I'm getting ASAP. Spending this pudding in Soho, chopping work like I got dojos. I spent the check today, tomorrow I'm writing, I'm up. Shorty saw me rocking V-Long, now she won't leave me alone. Cooking up everything, you know I bake. All of this camo on me, I'm a eight. Money the shower on me, how I bath. Wavy whenever I bring out the raps. Schooling these niggas, you know I got class. Shorty so smart, was ahead of the class. Bitch, I'm cozy. Hey, hey. Bitch, I'm cozy. Okay, okay. Bitch, I'm cozy. Bitch, I'm cozy.
Tony Central Podcast.
We're back on Tony Central Podcast with Union City's own Famine and the Bronx's own co-host Mello.
I'm just trying to get some Tony Central Podcast love. I'm just trying to get these, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to get these
exclusive
videos, yeah, yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
Sabi.
We're back on the Tony Central Podcast, Season 2, Episode 33.
Yeah.
With our special guest in the building, Kenji.
Yeah, what up?
He's still here. He ain't leave yet.
Nah, yeah, yeah. We were just getting cloudy real quick.
Yeah.
Interesting. One question I wanted to ask you, where does the whole idea and the whole, idea come from your new project you're releasing?
The gospel. That's exactly, it's written right there, the gospel. I feel like I just, feel me, I'm spitting the gospel of trap.
So you feel like if somebody doesn't know nothing about trap, that's the Bible?
Facts. Nice. I'm the prophet, you feel me? I was sent down from the trap gods, you heard? Gucci, when you hear this, you heard? Forget that record real quick.
So who you grew up listening to?
Stack Bundles.
Oh, okay.
Stack Bundles, Dipset, T.I., Jeezy. I want to say biggest trap influence was Jeezy. And biggest, like, rap-wise, bar-wise, was Stack.
Okay.
Those were, like, my That's two... Dope. Those were, like, my favorite artists in their genre.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stack Bundles was supposed to be, like, the next one.
Bruh.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Stack. Nah, bro. Everything he used to say, I used to relate to, and I used to like. He was that rapper that when he said that shit, you felt it.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's I hope as better I get in the future, I could do the same thing to people.
To people.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Hell yeah.
Give them that same feeling. If I don't already, you feel me?
Yeah. Definitely. Now, all right, so you mentioned Jeezy, Gucci. Your top five. How's your top five?
I hate that question.
Because
look, once you said that, my brain just categorized everything. Like, all right, hold on. It depends, like, on what genre. Like, I cut everything into genres, so to say. Like,
okay.
I would say, like, in my top five and not trap, so to say, sort of like what people be saying, mumble rap and like Uzi's, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'll have a top five there, and then I'll have a top five. But if you want to talk about all hip hop, top five.
Like yours, like Kenji's list.
Oh, my list?
Yeah.
But current or?
It doesn't have to be in order, just
and
from
all,
the past and now.
Of all time.
Of all time, definitely Stack, Biggie, T.I., Jeezy. Gucci.
So that's your top five.
Yeah.
That's yeah, that's an interesting list.
I have a hard time like Gucci. Like,
but it's because he's
That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess I don't understand.
It's what he it's all about influence at the end.
Because
the same way how we got XXX influencing other people, but we're just like, what? Like, we don't understand.
Yeah.
You got me? So.
Then I'm saying, like, when it comes to the South, like, Young Jeezy and T.I., like, I could listen to it fast and understand. But Gucci, I guess, because it was like, the way his slang was and his words, like, that's why
it was very Southern.
And I'm glad you brought up the term mumble rap. what do you feel about that term right there?
Like people try to say trap music is mumble rap.
Yeah, 100%. That's what they say.
And then I'll be like, but I don't mumble when I rap.
No, definitely.
So it's like it's kind of corny because I feel like people are just trying to downplay other people because they're on and they made it doing it the way they did it. You got me? And other people are like going hard and they can't get to that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I appreciate all music.
Yeah.
So mumble rap is like it's like the race word. It's like, you feel me? You're categorizing somebody. It's like, chill. Because I listen to that too, and niggas be like, yo, why you listening to this? I'll be like, because I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Because it gets me hyped, you feel me? I like listening to it.
I guess the energy.
Yeah, I'm an energy type of person, so
where?
That's definitely probably makes sense.
Yeah.
But yo, let me ask you a question.
Hashtag.
Right? What would you say that trap music deserves its own genre?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Outside of hip hop.
Yeah. I think it should, because I feel like people look at hip hop different. Mm-hmm. Like, they say hip hop isn't trap. So you feel me? So trap isn't hip hop.
Yeah.
You feel me? They consider Dave East that hip hop. And I understand, because we're in the mecca of it.
Yeah.
This is where it started, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I know both sides.
Yeah. I guess that's like another thing why the older people get mad of the situation, you know what I mean? Because the way the billboards and other big people that vote for these records, they'll say like, Uzi got the hottest hip hop record of the year. And they'll be like, yo, but it don't sound like hip hop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So that's why I guess they get mad because of that.
Yeah, and I think because of it, you just might as well just categorize.
It's like Drake with his latest single, I think it was called Passion Fruit.
Yeah.
It has like a dance hall feel to it. And they'll say like, yo, that's the hottest hip hop record of the year.
Yeah.
So that's why when you label records like that, I think that's where the conflict
They should just categorize it better.
Yeah. Definitely.
But hip hop is all of it, no matter what.
Yeah. The main,
because hip hop isn't just music, it's a culture.
Yeah.
And I feel like people forget about that.
Oh, sure.
Can't hate on that. But niggas still do.
Facts. I mean, niggas you still need a hater.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like niggas still would say trap, you know what I mean, is not hip hop. You know what I mean? There's no substance and, you know, and all of this shit. But then again, there's some people that say it's a whole culture.
Word, yeah.
And you know, there's a lot more than the eye would see. You know what I mean? If you're not a part of it, you wouldn't really understand. You know what I mean?
One thing you do gotta understand though, these artists that are out there, the little Uzi Verse, the Yatties and all them, they never come to an interview somewhere saying I'm hip hop.
Yeah, facts.
So that's why
100%.
People, why would you label them hip hop when they don't label themselves hip hop?
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you label yourself hip hop?
Nah.
The gospel trap,
I'm,
bro.
I'm a trap artist. Like I'm a trapper. I'm not even a rapper. I'm a trapper.
Yeah.
That's what I do. You feel me? That's my everyday thing.
But that's where the, like, if you could get those old people that are mad because of everything that's going on, and you sit them down and you really tell them like everything that's going on, they will see music in a different way.
Yeah, facts.
They just do close minded. They just
Yeah.
It's just like back in the days. If you would say, let's say in the late 90s. What's Little Uzi Vert and all these people to us will be like Master P and all them. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, that's not hip hop. You know what I mean? But 100%. They were just doing music that's from the South and it's different to our ear.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's where the whole problem comes from. It's just they quit to label it. Like, they tell you themselves. Lil Uzi be like, yeah, I'm a rock star. I'm not a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, I don't do this.
Yeah.
That's because he lives it. That's him. That's it.
That's true. But yo, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
All right. So you got, you're not a stranger to features.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you could have a feature with any artist,
yeah,
dead or alive, what feature would?
Damn.
What feature would, what would be the feature and who would produce it?
We got crazy answers before. We got, I think somebody said Michael Jackson produced by Dre.
Yeah.
I was like, how the fuck is that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was fucking nuts. Yeah.
I would say some dope shit. I would want Cardi on the record and just Blaze produce it.
Wow,
that's so, another crazy.
So wait, hold on. Because I mean, I said dead or alive.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with Cardi. That's,
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Cardi B.
No. I definitely knew that. Nah. But Playboy Cardi, produced by Just Blaze.
Yeah.
I respect it, but I mean, shit.
You'll probably be like Biggie
or something. I mean, did you say Biggie in your top five, brother?
Nah, I did.
You said Biggie, nah, but did. you didn't say your boy. You didn't say Pun.
A Pun, I didn't say Pun.
Nah, yeah. I ain't never really listened to Pun like that.
Nah.
Keep it 100.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
I did listen to him, like, but
you don't feel like Pun is one of the greatest of all
nah,
songs?
Nah, hell yeah. I ain't never say that.
Okay.
I ain't never really listened to him, like, deep like that, like how everybody respects him and loves his music for it.
Yeah.
I would just hear a song or two.
You know what's one thing I'm thinking about? I mean, it's totally left, but when it comes to like the Lil Uzi verse and all them people, like, why didn't I
love how he says all them people like they're fucking aliens and shit. Lil Uzi and all them people.
You know what's crazy? That I feel like they never mention Wayne, and I feel like he has something that.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, you know what it is? That I don't know.
Yo, Wayne, you know
Wayne
what?
Just like, Wayne would be one of my favorites.
Like,
too.
Wayne, it's cool that he's not around, but think about it. He was one of those that we would look at him like, he's kind of weird. Like, he's too much, like, different.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else started doing after.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like when they mention all these artists, they never mention him. And
facts.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like they never mention him when it comes to that music coming, especially from the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause he was one of those artists that fucking with Dipset, that's what brought him to the East Coast. Yo, started heavy, yeah, heavy. Yeah. That's when he started doing Carter 2 and then all the stuff from up there.
Yeah. Word.
And I feel like they never mentioned him.
Nah, they don't. Because he's not around as much. Maybe if he was still active, niggas is, you know, out of sight, out of mind, bro.
So what happens when like an album like Jay-Z's 444 drops? How you listen to that type of album?
I still haven't listened to it.
Alright, cool.
I heard like a record or two.
That's cool, for real?
Yeah.
What are you listening to right now? Like, what besides you know your stuff?
Yeah.
And everybody around you, what do you listen to?
Right now?
Yeah.
Cardi, Uzi, pretty much everybody that's out right now. I listen to everybody pretty much.
Okay.
Cause I could go and listen to Logic too. You feel me?
Oh, so you fuck with Logic?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that got that Suicide song, right?
Mm-hmm. He got a couple good records.
That record
was ASAP, big. You feel me? I listen
ASAP.
To
ASAP. ASAP Ferg got a hot album.
Yeah, I listen to ASAP a lot. That whole Cozy tape is fire. What else I listen to? I listen to Dipset still.
Yeah.
I be listening to Dipset, yeah.
They have a sound that
it never is. It's probably never gonna come back, and that's it.
Yeah, but yo, let me ask you a question.
What's poppin'?
Right, hip hop fan.
Yeah.
Do you you have a good memory of, you know, songs from the earlier era, your earlier era of coming up.
Yeah.
Would Banned From TV be one of those songs?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you remember
actually,
that song?
Actually, anything that was Dipset, I was on.
Well, that's
Cam'ron,
actually...
Cam'ron's in it.
Yeah, Cam's in it. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Who would you say had the best verse on that song? In your opinion.
Between Nature, Cam'ron, Big Pun, Styles, Kiss, Nori.
There's no right or wrong answers. Just, you know what I mean? Where...
Yeah. I can't even say it because I don't remember everybody's verse.
That's usually what everybody says. That's a good skate.
But Pun bodied anything. This dude's name was Big Pun for a reason. Yeah. But hey, that nigga bodied anything.
Yeah, Nature. Yeah.
Pun was the shit. I listened to Pun. I liked his songs like that I listened to.
Yeah.
You feel me? I wasn't a fan, like a huge fan.
Alright, so coming up in the Dipset era, there was there was battles and all of that.
Facts.
Jay-Z, Nas.
Oh.
In your opinion.
Ah, man. I don't know. That's the hardest question.
Who won that battle? Who won
hip-hop
that?
Period,
from Kenji,
bro.
Who won that battle from you?
Hov.
Okay. All right, finally, Hov gets one. Shit. It's been a couple of weeks
you
that Hov
know
haven't
why?
Got one. Damn.
I don't know. Shit. I just feel like Hov left that battle with his chin up.
Yes, he did.
You feel me?
Stop.
Yes, he did.
Everybody says Nas here. Now you want to say Jay because he said Jay.
I mean, yo.
And remember what? I forgot what guest we had. He said, everybody says, yo, that person ether this person. Nobody says this person take over this person.
Nah.
Huh?
It's a takeover. It? Should have about to change over, yo.
Yeah, but that's like very controversial. You
what?
Say that.
What?
Like he said, everybody can eat to somebody. And everybody doesn't say you can
take over
somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
but it just don't go anywhere.
But you just take like over the whole situation. Just,
who you say?
Jay-Z absolutely won that battle.
Yeah.
Overall, as a businessman.
Yes. Facts.
I'm loving the energy in the room right now.
But what about
the
as far as
amazing.
Takeover versus Ether? What would you say? I know the overall core is Jay, because at the end of the day, Jay signed Nas.
Yo. Shout out to DJ Fast Life.
Facts.
Shout out to DJ Fast Life. He's a smart man. Yeah. I mean, Jay-Z fan. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. So we're talking Jay-Z. What? Who got it on Renegade? What was your? Who got it?
Wow, Renegade. That's
Jay-Z
crazy.
Or Eminem? From your opinion, no right or wrong.
Definitely
answer.
M, bro.
Wow.
M.
But you said, yeah. But you heard how he answered it. He said
definitely.
M is just M. There's never gonna be anybody like M. Like those are certain artists that nobody could touch or compare to them.
But I mean, Jay-Z was talking that trap shit though. He was.
Nah, it's cool though. But he knew what he was getting into in that record.
Wow, whoa.
You feel me?
He knew what he was
into. If you're putting M on a record, you better come. You better come with them bars, you feel me?
Yeah, I don't think Jay was ready for that. Probably, that's why I probably...
Wow,
you see, I ain't say all that.
Jay wasn't ready.
I'm saying that Jay probably wasn't ready for what Eminem was going to bring to the record.
I just feel like M had a... more superior verse.
I think Jay-Z cut a check and he knew I'm gonna get my money's worth.
I'm gonna chill
and let him do his thing.
What, Eminem?
Yeah.
You can't say chill.
I'm gonna lay back. I'm paying for this feature.
Before you continue, hold on.
Let him do his thing.
Fast, what you think?
Yeah, I mean, If I'm paying for a feature, I'm not going to destroy what I'm paying for.
What do you mean? This is a competitive...
My nigga.
No, but I'm saying it wasn't an all-out...
It's egos. When you get into a booth with another artist, it's egos.
But...
Egos collide.
It wasn't like a landslide.
No, it wasn't a landslide.
I'm not saying Eminem body Jay or Jay body Eminem. It's just the whole thing that you're Jay, and you're going to feature Eminem, which at that time... Eminem was rising exactly, and probably the toppest. You're going to be like, I'll pay you. I'm going to just chill. Nah, my nigga, you crazy. Nah. It's not going to happen, bro.
It's not happening.
Because at the end of the day, because you got to understand one thing. At the end of the day, if they never get to record a second record, that's the only thing they left.
Yo, all right. Are you familiar with Ready to Die?
Yeah,
that's Biggie Smalls' album.
Yeah.
All right. You know the song The What?
Yeah.
Featuring Method Man.
Yeah.
Who had the best?
Damn, ooh. yo, that record just brought me back, because I definitely was listening to that in like 7th grade, 8th grade. And it was one of my favorite records at that age. But I was, with that record, I was going hard with Biggie.
Yeah.
It's just those, you get me? You can't compare those. Those are like, it's automatic. It's look at automatic. Biggie.
Look at left background.
Nah, because word. Biggie.
Yeah, I mean,
nah, cause
yo.
Nah, but come on. We're talking about Biggie. Like, he's another rapper that what he spit, you felt. Like, you got. I know probably everybody got chills the first time they heard him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now because you say that, I think that's why some people sometimes pick Jay over Eminem. Because they understand what Jay said more than the way Eminem said in his bars.
Oh, I feel you, yeah. But it's still Eminem. But
Eminem,
still,
right?
To me,
okay,
Eminem.
Okay, cool, Eminem. you pick Eminem
yeah,
too?
Me.
All right, so we good then. You're one out of two for me.
Eminem and what was the last thing you just said?
Biggie over Meth.
Damn, but The What? Yo, that record was stupid, though, yo. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts, yo.
What you say about... Nah, this is probably too old, but Cannabis and LL.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't...
Nah, you wasn't.
I feel like... Nah, but I feel like I used to try to hear Cannabis.
Just too lyrical.
Because when I was young, I've been influenced by music, so yeah. I opened my mind to different... You got me? I'm like, let me hear this, and let me hear that. So I definitely have listened to Cannabis. I thought it was dope, but it just wasn't my type of.
It was just too much, right?
Yeah.
Now sometimes I used to be like,
I fucked with Big L heavy.
Big L was dope, yeah.
But he's like another rapper that I felt. You got me? Like,
it's just they didn't give you enough. I felt like him, Pundit, and Biggie.
Facts.
They just
they,
after
it was
two
all
albums,
the best. It was the good ones, the ones that like you feel me.
Yeah, true. Like, but yo, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Growing up. Cause you know, gotta take some time off from the trap. You gotta chill.
Facts.
You gotta chill home and shit. You know, as a kid growing up, what was your favorite show on TV?
Damn, that's crazy. I like Dragon Ball a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you have your hair like Dragon Ball Z one time?
Nah. I probably did, though.
Puffy
I probably did. Hell yeah.
Dang, I thought you said that was your boy. You don't remember?
I probably did.
He probably
like
did,
in seventh
he
grade.
Didn't
I used to see him in a block.
Yeah, like seventh grade.
He probably didn't want to remember that.
Nah.
You bring it up.
Nah.
He was listening to Biggie like that.
Nah, I used to listen to rock music back then, too.
Oh, okay. What group?
I used to listen
like System of Down,
System of a Down, Korn.
Oh shit!
I used to skate and all that. Yeah.
Oh what?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's how you got across the brand Supreme.
No. I did when I started skating. But I didn't know at that time it wasn't as big as like what it built up to be.
Okay.
It was just cool, you feel me? Like back then there wasn't brands like that. Well yeah, there was like Skating Wilds, World Industries, like yeah, there was big brands and stuff. But I wasn't on it like that. I wasn't on it till probably like high school or like right before. Like high school.
Wow. Yeah, so for shows, you Dragon Ball Z. So
you
didn't watch Fresh Prince, Martin.
I watched all that, but that's like one of my... I watched everything. Yeah, you said favorite.
All right. So Dragon Ball. So
I definitely
watched
Fresh
Prince
of that.
So you know TV families, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kenji, if there's any TV family that Kenji would fit perfect in, what TV family would that be? The most epic answer we ever got was Sonny's, yeah.
What he said?
when he said Full House.
Oh man, I see him in there too. He's the bad one though. He's the crooked one.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good question, yo. Wow.
Narcos?
Narcos.
That's crazy.
Hell no. Wow. Damn. I don't even know. I don't even want to say any, like, just because I'm thinking of like Family Matters, but I was like, nah. If anything, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
I feel like watching him influence me to be fresh all the time.
Word.
You feel me?
What you think about the whole whole Hudson County movement that's going on with the music?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been in it for a while, the same way as y'all two, actually, as a lot of people in this room.
Yeah.
So to see what you guys have built and what all of us together have built, it's amazing. Like where it's going. And where it's gonna go.
But do you think now, I don't know, for some reason I feel like now is more together than back in the days.
Yeah, because everybody was always a hater back in the day. I'm to be honest, everybody hated on people. I probably hated on somebody too. Everybody just hated out here.
That was just the energy.
Everybody was a hater. I know when everybody was a hater. People don't, but not only that, but people don't like to see you do good.
Okay.
And so, I feel like now you have no, like, I feel like now people are like becoming like more aware that, oh, if we do come together, it's gonna be more impact.
Yeah.
We're gonna make more of a statement.
Yeah.
You get me? Cause it's cool. I always, my dream was to be the first rapper out of Jersey at that time, like whatever time, cause there was a time there was nobody.
Yeah.
Budden was the last and nobody came after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, right?
Yeah.
And then who came next was Fetty.
Yeah.
So it was from Budden to Fetty, there was nobody.
Yeah.
It was just La La Land over here. You feel me?
Yeah.
We're always getting shadowed over New York.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Super.
And the way that it's happening now, it's like it's amazing. Like yeah, like there's too much talent out here, way too much talent for us not to shine the way we should be shining.
Yeah,
and the way we are shining already. You feel me?
Yeah, the energy definitely changed.
It changed a lot.
What would you say accounted to that? What happened?
The music changed.
So you think the music?
Yeah, it's like a wave. You know what I mean? Back then it was hip hop bar for bar. That's why everybody was a hater, because everybody was in competition with each other.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Now it's a lot more like just, you feel me? Let's have fun. Let's chill. You feel me? Let's just.
I think also. Back in the days, like I'm talking about 99 and then 2001, I think it was a lot had to do with when it came to, especially to in Union City, it had to do with is either Central or 3-9.
Ah, here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
What you doing right now, B?
As being honest,
I knew these questions were gonna come. I was just waiting for them.
No, I'm just saying like that was where the music was coming from. Like
all back then.
Yeah, no. I'm talking like in 2000.
It was right. 2001. Yeah, no, I definitely got a lot of influence from you. Yeah, guys.
Like it was Central and then 3-9.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Was always. And the thing is, it was always.
I feel like Downtown
beef.
Too. I feel like Downtown people were rapping.
Yeah.
Did you had the what's her name?
Yeah, there was.
Wasn't
Downtown.
There like the, some mafia guys that were rapping? No, that was way before. Not even. Actually, I feel like all the influence did come from Central and 3-9.
Cause the thing is that yo, all we did every day was like beef
with
3-9.
It was facts though, and it was a lot, and it was and we had a lot of people that were in the music back then.
Yeah.
Cause they like just had that block. We had the whole strip.
Yeah, like now it's all over Hudson County.
Yeah,
like I feel
now
like it's from all over the place.
Out heavy.
That's why it's Hustle County. Facts.
Oh, that's yours, though, right?
Yeah. But that's why I call it that. That's why I call it Hustle County, because everybody's hustling, everybody's working, everybody needs to be doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You feel me? At the same time, there's a lot of slack that I would love to see people change up.
I definitely saw on Instagram that you put on your story that you felt like you appreciate the people that was supporting you at that moment, but you felt like that should have been happening in the past.
Facts.
Now wait to that moment.
Yeah,
it's
100% because you feel me? Like we got to break out of stuff like that, because that stuff like that keeps us caged in.
Yeah.
Like why aren't people speaking out?
Yeah.
Like, you get me? Why do I hear it behind doors, mm-hmm. but nobody's saying anything?
Yeah.
You feel me? And you know what's crazy? That I had no issues with the individual.
Yeah.
You get me? I actually, we were cool.
Yeah.
And I always used to think, like, I always give people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her the benefit of, I gave that individual the benefit of the doubt that, you feel me, it was cool. Yeah. And then when that happened, I was like, so everybody was right.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Oh, so that individual has a track record like that?
Okay. Yeah. You say they both them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We have the Tony Central Podcast is LLC, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, crazy.
Damn, I mean.
But, shit. You know, one thing that I do realize that in this era, I feel like maybe why they didn't speak up before you did is for the simple fact that the way people see it is like now, if somebody gives you props, it's a dick rider.
Yeah, facts.
And if somebody don't like you, it's a hater.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So it's like if somebody else would have done it, especially not coming from your camp,
yeah.
then I'm like, why is he doing that for Kenji? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Instead facts. Of be like, yo, he's doing it, we should all start doing it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Facts.
So, I mean, maybe even the next time around, you know.
I mean, people just gotta speak up in general.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like things like that is why people don't progress in life.
Yeah, and I mean,
as an artist, yeah. you feel me? As you feel me, because they don't want to say things yeah. or like you bugging, like you feel me? You can't just let anybody just come and take what's yours.
Yeah, and not for nothing, like just talking about where we come from, like it's not even music. Like I seen growing up, a lot of people have talent, even with sports and everything, like and they just stop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's true, but we're talking local. We're yeah. talking, you know, the talent local. Who is Kenji rocking with right now?
Well, like who is your favorite?
Yeah, local artists. Who's your favorite?
Laf, Cito, Fee.
Okay.
I fuck with Fee heavy.
Yeah.
I actually fuck with everybody. So, but to me those are like my tops right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? My little homie NJ, he's coming up.
NJ?
NJ, yeah. NJ's coming up.
Yeah, I seen you.
Yeah, he's dope as hell. Yeah. He's actually in the intro of my mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah, I put him on the intro.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
All right. And any of those people you name featured on the mixtape too?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a mixtape? Is that album?
The album mixtape. I'm gonna call it a project.
I'm gonna call it a project.
I mean, any of those maybes or?
I don't want to spill it. Man. Come on, man.
Listen,
I know definitely there's work already there.
So it's done.
Yeah, there's work. I got work with. Well,
listen.
Everybody
at the end of the day, when you ask a question like that, yeah. and the person's not telling you. Most of the time, the people you mentioned, they might be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they wasn't, out the door, they'd be like, nah, they're not featured on this project. But if you're like, one of them. But I'm just so amazed that the records, the last three records you pushed out, are not nothing to do with the project.
Yeah. They're like I said, they're just my records, you feel me? That I have. I got a lot of records. And I want to, I'm not just going to let them sit there because that's a problem that I feel like people have.
You know what's one thing crazy? You're like, I'm more from the old era.
Yeah.
Like people like me, these people make fun of me. They call me the old head. Because I listen to
y'all the boom bap. I know. I don't know how to take that.
But it's cool.
These people.
But
sound like Trump out here. You heard?
Yeah.
When you run for Congress.
But and so when trap music comes out from anybody, from local to the industry, I always listen to music because as a producer, I listen to music just to see where it's going, the sounds and all that. When I listen to trap, I feel like it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest with you. When you release Boomin, that shit changed my mind.
Yeah.
And you got XM. I keep it real with you, but I be like, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that your music is whack or it's the hottest.
Yeah.
But it's just, I was like, okay, it's the same. But when you release Boomin,
yeah,
I was like, all right, he's onto something.
It's just, you feel me? It's just change. I like to change. Like I like to grow in music. That's exactly what's happening right now. I'm just growing in this.
How that record came about? Like Boomin? Cito gave you the beat first?
Nah, Cito didn't produce the beat.
He no didn't way. Produce the beat.
Nah.
Wow.
Cito didn't produce it.
Wait, who did that?
Damn, I forgot his name. Cito ain't producing.
You know what? He didn't, because you would have heard Cito on the beat.
Yeah, Cito.
You would have heard it on the beginning of the beat.
But I had to throw Cito on it because it was stupid when he recorded me though.
Yeah.
He recorded me, and then I was just out. I was like, yo, C, you got to jump on this.
Yeah.
But nah, Cito ain't recorded. Like, hold on. I forgot his name, yo.
And you shot the video for that, right? Because I saw pictures you put out.
Yeah, nah, the video's done.
Okay.
The video's
done.
Any
release date for that is coming out?
I want to say in like maybe the next week or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still like at all that's not on that.
Well, booming?
Yeah. Like this could be the one.
Damn.
It has that feel for right now. For the,
it's just, you know what is it? I guess you consider that trap, right?
Yeah.
But the way I see it, I feel like it's so raw.
Facts.
I don't know if it's that I thought Cito producer, because I wanted to ask him, like, yo, what sound is that instrument? It sounds like a bass, but it doesn't have that power bass. It sounds like a symphony bass. Not symphony.
Is dope, but y'all need to listen to the
project. I mean, most definitely. What's the date again?
October 13th.
October 13th.
Yo, fast.
October
that's not
13th.
Fair, because you there most of the time, so you know everything that's going on. So the records might come out and be like, yo, that's the one. Fast gonna be like, he been record that.
Yeah.
That's 2 years old.
I was there.
Honestly, God honest, I listen to a lot of music. His project is nothing but singles. Like he can't pick, it's hard to pick a single. Like, it's best for you to put it out and let the people choose what's hot. You know what I mean?
Is there a particular record you like?
I love all of them, brother. Listen.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, the reason why I'm coming from, not a fan, let's say, a DJ mind state. Like, let's say you're mixing records and you feel like, yo, this record, every time I blend it in with something, it's crazy.
I see, you know what? And I love that approach to let the people choose it. But at times, like, okay, you said you were what, 20?
28.
Like, there's time that goes into that approach as well. Letting the people pick it, because the people could pick everything and then you still be at a, you know what I mean, right back to square one. So like, all right, let me ask you a question.
How's that?
Right, do you feel there's an age limit to make it
Nah, and 2 Chainz made it a perfect example that it wasn't.
But I mean, 2 Chainz, he could be a rare case.
To me it's all about hustle. How much you put into it and how much you really want it.
So do you feel that you have a time limit?
Nah. Yeah, I do, but that's more motivating.
So what's your time limit?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you give yourself?
I'm not giving myself no time.
No?
Nah, I'm going to just work. I'm not worried about that.
Okay,
Worried about working. But to me, there is a time. There's not a time limit, but if you haven't gotten somewhere, like,
By
32, okay, I think you should just like
let it go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, like, fair. Done nothing. Like, I mean nothing though. Like,
what does,
like,
it,
you're not impacting. You're not.
He
impacting
said what
people.
By 30, he's hanging it up.
Who?
Cito.
Yeah.
He said by 30, if no.
Yeah, he says he's saying that up. Because we're going hard as hell right now. You feel me? So,
yeah.
Because he knows that it's gonna be way before that.
Mm.
You feel me?
But you're not worrying about that.
Nah, I'm not worried about age. Nah.
Yeah, because you still look like
young. Everybody says I look. Yeah, everybody says I look young. They'd be like, I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm really 28. You feel me?
Where's the whole Sabi thing come from?
Yeah. Sabi Gang?
Yeah. We gotta know what's that about.
Sabi Gang.
Sabi Gang.
My fault. My fault. To cut you off. Sabi Gang is wasabi, but you take out the W and the A.
All right, but what's wasabi?
Wasabi is a hot sauce.
For Japanese?
Yeah, Japanese hot sauce.
No, you're saying that, like, we know what wasabi.
So that's why I say sabi gang, because we the hot boys. You feel me?
Oh, so you just took out the beginning and they just.
You feel me? Yeah, we just took out.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's sabi gang, and you know a lot of sabi thing goes on. You know.
Sabi
when you see some shit that you're like, what the fuck? That's Sabi, like, damn.
That's Sabi. Okay.
Like, whoa, like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, he really doing that right now? That's Sabi shit.
Okay, so, damn.
I think
because we ain't regular out here, you feel me?
I think it's about that time.
We're going to hit you with the... we're going to hit you with the essential spotlight.
Okay.
This is a thing we started in season two, which we asked you a couple questions.
Okay.
And you got to answer them. But you can't say, you know, yes or no. It got to be like, yes, why, and no, why.
All right.
You ready?
Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is now time for Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
Central Spotlight.
All right, so you leave from here, right? You get to the crib. You get to your doorstep.
Uh-huh.
There's a bag there.
Okay.
In that bag, there's $1 million.
Shit.
Well, all right, you can only do one thing. One thing, because the money can't be traced back to you. You can only do one thing.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Wow. Nigga, I am out. I'm grabbing everything and I'm gone. What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go do something with it. I'm going to blow a lot of bags.
But you could only do one thing.
Oh, I could only spend it one way?
Yeah, you caught. You caught.
I could only spend it one way?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy whatever $1 million worth of gold is.
Smart. Yeah.
Mm. But I think they said the like the brick of gold.
Bricks of gold.
Cause that's
I'm gonna buy $1 million brick. I don't. It'll probably be the size of this table, probably. But
yeah. I mean, yeah. All right.
Yeah, for real. It's the same shit.
There you go. All right. So now,
have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
All right, you know in the end of the movie of Titanic, when they're in the water, niggas is gone.
Yeah.
So let's say if you're in a situation like the movie Titanic,
uh-huh.
and you're in the water,
uh-huh.
and there's three things so you could put people on to save their life.
Okay.
But there's only three.
Okay.
Which is you and two other people.
Okay.
So one gotta die.
Damn.
So I'm gonna tell you three people, and you gotta let one of them go.
Fuck.
One of them in the Titanic will be T.I.
Okay.
The other one will be Gucci.
Okay.
And the other one will be Young Jeezy.
Damn.
Who gotta go?
Damn.
One of them gotta go, bro.
Sorry, Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah. Gucci gotta go.
Gucci gotta go.
Gucci gotta go. Left's like, fuck, wrong question, wrong answer.
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
Lefty looks hurt over there.
Nah, man, because T.I. I don't know. I feel like T.I. and Jeezy both, like, I think about it as who influenced me more.
Okay.
For me, that's how I think about it in that situation.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right, so if you can have one superpower.
Okay. What the fuck?
What would it be?
Fuck. Shit. The fuck?
Any superpower in the world.
Man. Fly.
Fly.
Yo.
A lot of people pick fly.
Yo, everybody. Because
I like to travel. So I'll get to wherever I want to go. Japan.
Yeah, but you have. Yeah, you can teleport like some dope cool shit.
I mean, nah, if
yo, I ain't gonna front. When you said what will be your superpowers, I thought of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll fly. If teleporting is a power, I'll do that then. That's easier.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, wow. Sabi.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty all right. Sabi.
I would say flea, but it's like, nah, fuck that. Sabi is my shit, so I'm a Sabi.
Yeah.
Well, now, you ever watch wrestling in your life?
Yeah, hell yeah, yo. Cool. I watched a lot of wrestling.
You know what? Actually. That's a perfect answer.
Yeah. Because
that's going to help your next question.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
for somebody that don't know you.
Okay.
And you had to express yourself and explain to them who Kenji will be.
Okay.
In wrestling, there's two terms. Okay. There's one called the babyface and one is called the heel. The babyface is the good guy. The heel is the bad guy.
Okay.
So if you had to let somebody know who is Kenji, will you be a babyface or heel? And if you're a babyface or heel, who, as a wrestler, who you be?
Damn.
It could be from the old times to now.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I don't... But you see, who I'm going to name, you can't put him in between.
So, no, it doesn't matter. Like, if it's if one of those characters that have both, then it is...
I would say babyface, and it would be Rob Van Dam.
Wow.
That's
But Rob Van Dam wasn't really babyface, but he wasn't.
Wow. He was like half. He was like half.
Because you can't even
stunt. I know why, because he flies, yo.
Yeah. That's what you see? You want to know why, Rob? Because, just Rob,
yeah, you know it.
Bro,
yeah,
all right, Rob was my nigga.
All right, so
and before, when he used to do the frog splash, I forgot what the move was called from ring to ring with the chair.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, the one that he puts you in the chair and then he goes
from one side to the other. Rob was I felt like he was my best character. Like if I was anybody, that's me.
Melo thought you were gonna pick Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I definitely
left to Ric. Left Ric Flair.
I definitely.
left that pretty boy walking the room. You feel me?
That's
who I thought. When you said Ric Flair, that's who I thought right there. Yeah. I'm gonna
laugh. Yeah, that's
a Wonder Boy right there.
Yeah. Oh, where's my?
So he got through the central spotlight.
Can you get my book back, please? You get a prize because you answered the questions.
Hey, it's lit.
Yeah. Oh, watch.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with this.
He said, like, watch.
You're scaring people.
Put it away.
All right, so now, any last words?
Your plug your social media stuff.
My Instagram is Kenji _FP.
Uh-huh.
KENJI _FP. My Twitter's the same. SoundCloud's the same. I think everything is the same.
Okay.
So we're expecting
just Google Flea Pack. You feel me? We're the only thing that pops up.
And we expecting this project October 13th.
Yeah, no
more delays.
Yo,
if it doesn't come out, I'm dropping it on SoundCloud.
And before we go, do you have like any words of motivation? You know what I mean? Anything you could tell the people?
Keep it 100, just keep hustling. You feel me? Just keep going. Don't ever let anybody tell you you can't.
Word.
That's my biggest motivation, when somebody tells me I can't. Because coming up, I was always an underdog, you feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody always think, you feel me? That was my greatest motivation. So if people are always telling you can't, that should be everybody else's motivation.
Word.
And just to be successful in life, period. You got me?
Yeah.
That should be the goal for anybody and anything that you do. Just hustle. Just go hard.
It was definitely word.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you being part of this episode.
Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all, yo.
Thank
real,
you.
Yo.
Thank you pleasure. To everybody being here, man.
It was a pleasure.
Most definitely everybody.
Do we get the K if your album don't come out to hit fast?
I'll send it to you. I'll literally send it to you right now. Damn, fast, yo, fast. You feel me? Those calls are gonna start coming in. You heard?
Word. So October 13th.
Gospel of fucking trap.
Word.
And I'm gonna spill the beans now. I'm dropping the fucking intro to the video the same day. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm doing a release party, so all that's coming.
Haven't done a video?
Wait. Release party?
Yeah, I'm doing a release party on the release date.
All right, so I'm in there.
No, of course.
That's a Friday?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
October the 13th.
It's litty.
Oh, man, it's gonna be a crazy day. Yeah, it's gonna be a
crazy night. Word. I already know, like, I already feel it. Like, when the moment I got the okay, I was like, yeah.
Yo, I know it's gonna be more than five songs, right?
Well, I'll have
Yeah. All right, thank you. All right, yeah, because calling this shit albums and like five, six songs and shit.
Nah, definitely got it's a perfect amount. It's just
all right.
Just if it, everything, the whole tape fits perfect.
Yeah, October 13th, yo, Kenji, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank y'all.
Yo, we support everything.
Thank you,
man.
Yo.
Word up.
I really appreciate
Tony
it.
Tony Central Podcast, and we'll see you next week.
One.
Sabi.
Don't forget to subscribe to get all the new episodes first. Thank you. See you next time on the Tony Central Podcast.